Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech Media is provided by UK2.net, web hosting for everyone, and sponsored by Large Software. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com right now and enter our code POD2 to get your special bundled offer. Your source for everything that's happening in media tech, this is BagelTech Media, episode number 35 for January 19th, 2011. Sinking with Honeycomb. Hello, welcome to your Wednesday installment of BagelTech Media. I'm Kyle Swagger, and great to have you on board for yet another installment of the BagelTech Media podcast. Hope everybody had a terrific weekend. We're coming off a lot of great media tech news that happened over the last few days. Before I get into that, though, got to let you know, of course, that BagelTech Media is part of the BagelTech Network. Head on over to BagelTechNews.com right now. You can get subscribed to the show over there, and as well as all of our other shows are on the network. The Daily News Show, The Big Show, The Rage Show, The Droid Show, so many. The Mac Show, which is gaining popularity. We've had one episode out, and The Mac Show is already gaining so much popularity, so thanks for that. Again, BagelTechNews.com for that. Also, we are a proud member, yes, we are, of the Tech Podcast Network. Head on over to Tech Podcast. And you can check the video version of BagelTech Media over at techpodcast.tv. Well, without further ado, let's get into what's happening in media technology news. All right, first story I want to touch base with, or at least get on base with, and that has to do with Sony and Universal Music. They're on a mission now. They want to kill piracy. They want it. Well, first and foremost, I got to let you guys know over at Sony Universal, that's probably not ever going to completely happen. It's been going on ever since sheet music was invented way, way back. Well, long time ago. Let's just put it that way. But they want to kill piracy. And I don't think this is going to do it, but it's a step in the right direction. I will give them this. They want to develop a thing where they're saying on air, on sale policy. And you're thinking, okay, on air, what's that mean? It means when you hear it on the radio, if you're hearing it on internet radio, wherever you're hearing the song first, that time, that immediate second that you hear that song, you're going to be able to go buy that song. It is a good idea. I don't know how much it's really going to help piracy, though. I mean, the thing about the music industry, what they really need to get around is that they themselves are causing a lot of the piracy. I know they don't want to admit that, and they sure don't want to tell you, the consumer, that, but there's these things that get leaked online. They're promo copies, they're advanced copies, and what happens? They fall into the wrong hands, and they get online, and people download the music well before it's ever available on iTunes or in the stores. It's there already. Now, given that, I know it's probably a lot of fans of bands that probably grab this stuff first and do eventually go on and buy the CD, but a lot don't. Let's face it. This will help that to some extent. I mean, you're saying, hey, I heard on the radio, I'm going to go buy it at 99 cents. It's very much an impulse buy. You liked it on the first couple of listens. You're going to go get it. I think that's what Sony and Universal are planning on. I think the others need to follow this. I mean, I don't know why it's just Sony and Universal. EMI Music needs to be on board with this. And like I said, it's a step in the right direction, but it's not going to curb piracy. I mean, they need to get a tight grip on their stuff, being that it's falling into the wrong hands. That's how it's making its way online early, and that's why people are no longer going out and buying that album. They say, well, I've already downloaded it, unfortunately, illegally in a lot of cases, and I don't need it anymore. I already have it. And they have it out weeks, sometimes months even, before it's available. So Sony, Universal, good move, good direction. However, though, you still need to look in the mirror, because a lot of the piracy is coming from you guys. All right, speaking of music, it is a bit sad. I had high hopes for this, and it's the Nokia Comes With Music service. It's going bye-bye. It's going away. Of course, this is going to affect just Nokia phone users that had the service, and they tried a lot of things to say, but I mean, last year they were going to bundle it with music. You got your phone, you got a year's worth of music. Well, it didn't work. And the reason why it didn't work, this thing is DRM to oblivion. You can only listen on your phone. You can't transfer it to your computer. You can't, none of that. And that's one reason why it failed. Something we always talk about in this podcast, DRM is never your friend. It never ever will be. People hate it. That's why Apple got away from it. iTunes, number one retailer in the world, should tell a lot of people something. You know, there comes a time where you got to realize that people are going to buy one song and they're going to want it on their stereo at home. They're going to want it on their computer. They're going to want it on their phone. They're going to want to transfer it wherever they want. And people get frustrated when they can't do this. Again, another thing that actually leads to a lot of piracy out there, unfortunately. A lot of people say, I can't get it off of here. I legally bought it. I legally paid for it. A lot of people go online. They'll just torrent the thing, saying, well, I've already bought it in the first place. And, you know, DRM has never, ever been a great music promotion tool. It never has been. And here is the proof again from Nokia. Now, it isn't going to be completely going away. Pretty much 95% of the world, it's not going to be in anymore. But it is still going to be available in China, Brazil, and South Africa. So if you live in those places and you have a Nokia phone and you have the Comes With Music service, it looks like you're going to be getting that service. Those that are already on board, you say you bought your phone over Christmas, you got it bundled with the music, well, you're going to be able to have access to what you have right now for one more year. Anybody that's bought a phone, say, today? No. Sorry. Service is no longer going to be available to you. Not very good marketing there, Nokia. And I think, again, the DRM, that's what killed it. That's what killed it. All right, on now with more news. Very enticing news here. Very interesting news. Android is getting very, very, very interesting. I got an iPhone 4 over Christmas, and I basically stayed with the Apple format because I know when I'm getting the updates, and I know my phone's going to be supported for some time to come. But Android, to me, is just getting more and more appealing every day. Honeycomb all the more. We are hearing in Android 3.0, Honeycomb, music syncing is just going to be a part of it. And in fact, we're seeing and actually hearing reports right now that if you've got the Android Music Player on 2.3 already, if you got that installed, you can already sync your music. Now, why is this important? Well, we live in a society right now. Everybody thinks, well, in order to sync your music, I've got to have iTunes and I've got to have an iPod or I've got to have an iPhone. Everything's got to live in the Apple universe. It's not true. They're the ones that have done it seamlessly. You know, you can really get in. It's easy to do it. You don't really have to think about it. It takes forever for nowadays. I don't know why, but you just do it. It syncs. Everything's in harmony. You know, that's one great thing about Apple. Nobody else has came close to that. Nokia phones trying to integrate with Windows Media Player. It's a nightmare. I mean, I'm sure you've been there. Android is starting to simplify this, and they're doing it in an incredible way. I think, honestly, this is going to lead to a Google Music Store. We've been hearing about Google Music forever now, for almost a year now, about Google getting into music, starting a store. They already have the bookstore. It's already there. So why not into music? We already know that they've hired some people that used to work in the industry. We already know that they're trying to apply for music licenses. We already know that they've talked to the major record labels. It's just about everybody. It's just about money. Really, but it's about everybody getting involved, getting on an agreement about doing the store. They don't want to, you know, music industry doesn't want to fall in the same cracks as Apple. You know, they came there, Apple offered 99 cents. They said it's the way it was. The industry took it. Turned out that was the beneficial to Apple. It wasn't beneficial to the music industry, but they don't want to go down the same path again. Although the price has been set, I don't think they're going to have much choice. So anyways, this coming to Android, it's a very big deal. This could be the year of Android. We know that it started in the last year. Many phones, they basically have surpassed the iPhone now in terms of sales of the operating systems. This could be the year. And if they can get everything in harmony, in that musical harmony, the way Apple has it, look for it to be a very, very big game changer. Speaking of Apple and speaking of apps, if you can believe this, the 10 billionth, you heard me correctly, billionth app is about to be sold here. It could be actually already being sold right now as I'm doing the podcast. But once this thing is sold, whoever they sell it to, and it can even be a free app from what we're hearing, you're going to get a $10,000 iTunes gift card that you can put towards apps. Can you imagine? What could you do with $10,000 towards apps? Well, I guess you could buy some of the more expensive ones on there, that's for sure. But this is an incredible, incredible number to think. We were at 9.7 billion downloads just a few months ago. It took a long time before iTunes even sold that much music, even get the billionth download. How long's the App Store been out there? What? Just a few years now? 10 billion apps. Incredible, incredible milestone. Hopefully you'll be the lucky winner. Somebody's going to be the lucky winner. And it really has. The App Store, in all around about cases, it's changed our lives. It's changed how we do things. It influenced the Android market. It influenced what I'm actually going to talk about here in a second with apps on our television. It's totally redefined how we're doing things. The Mac App Store is also doing that right now. This is the year of the app, without a doubt, on everything. Everything that we have, everything that we own, look for it to include an app. Again, 10 billionth app, $10,000 iTunes card. You never know. You could be the lucky one. As I was saying about the year of the app, Samsung TV has reached 2 million downloads for its app service. And a lot of this has been just in the last month. In fact, in December, they were already close to 1 million. Now they're at 2 million apps. This is one thing that I think that, it is the right direction. We finally have this interconnectivity with our television. It's putting the apps on there. Again, I never understood why Apple TV didn't do this in the first place. There could be, we're hearing rumors about a reforming of Apple TV maybe this year. That remains to be seen. But it's just, to me, this is what it needed to be. People like the idea. They don't want to sit at a computer and enjoy internet content. Along with video content. They want to have their video and their internet content separated. But with the app, it's able to bring it together inside the living room. And the TV companies have got it right. They really have got it right now. Samsung is probably actually doing it best, probably also with LG. They introduced, of course, their new sort of app service and widget service at CES just a little over a week ago. And again, apps are everywhere. Apps are on our TV. It is the year of the app. And look for this just to get bigger and bigger and bigger this year. Speaking of the year of things, to wrap up our MediaTek news for at least for your Wednesday edition, apparently over in Japan, they're loving 3D all of a sudden. More than half of Blu-ray recorders sold last month were 3D. 3D TVs are also gaining popularity too. Well, duh. They should be, right? They should be. It wouldn't make any sense if 3D TV... Oh, I got a 3D player on a standard TV. That'd be kind of stupid. But, you know, I'll take this with a little grain of salt, right? Because we pretty much know any TV, flat panel TV, that's going to be manufactured this year is going to be a 3D TV, more or less. So when they say they're selling 3D TVs, they are selling, regardless if we want it or not. And the Blu-ray players are becoming the same way. They are forcing this Blu-ray 3D down our throats. And regardless if we like it or not, it is here to stay. Well, that's going to wrap up your Wednesday edition of BagelTech Media. Once again, guys, thank you for taking the time to tune in and download the podcast. Get subscribed to the podcast. Simple to do. Head on over to BagelTechMedia.com. You'll need to use the click through there to get to our page on our network website at BagelTechNews.com. You can get subscribed to the audio or video edition of the podcast. We're also on YouTube. We're also on Vimeo. We're also on Blip.TV, the Roku box, the Boxy box for the video editions of the podcast. Also, follow us on Twitter at Twitter.com/BagelTech. Tech Media. You can also follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/Kyle Swagger. And before I go, I got to thank our sponsors. It's UK2.net. They keep the network alive. They keep this podcast alive. Head on over to BagelTechNews.com right now. Click that click through there if you want BagelTech Media to stay around, the entire BagelTech network to stay around. They provide us with all our bandwidth, our web hosting. Without them, we would be dead. Head on over there to UK2.net. Use that click through. That way they know we're sending you. And look for some great, reliable web hosting, some great prizes over there. You might be surprised. Also, I got to thank our folks over at Large Software as well for their continued support of BagelTech Media. MakeMyPCNew.com right now is the URL for that. POD2 is the code. Great bundle software, great deal. PC tune-up and password management software, normally $60. Yours today for only $29.95. 25. Again, makemypcnew.com right now, and POD2 is our code. Also, don't forget to email us here at the podcast, because I read a lot of it and I'd love to get it from you. It's bageltechmedia@gmail.com. bageltechmedia@gmail.com. Always love to hear from each and every one of you. Now, once again, I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. I will see you back here on Saturday for Bagel Tech Media. This is your source for everything that's happening in media tech.